They've said sorry and offered compensation to some, but for News International, the phone hacking scandal isn't going away. Today, many want to know why an apology didn't come sooner, as a police investigation continues to delve into the saga. In a statement, they said News International has decided to approach some civil litigants with an unreserved apology and an admission of liability in cases meeting specific criteria. It's now apparent that our previous inquiries failed to uncover important evidence, and we acknowledge our actions then were not sufficiently robust. Lawyers for News International are now dealing with a compensation scheme to settle justifiable claims. But there are caveats. It only covers cases from 2004 to 2006, and the paper says they'll fight any claim it believes lacks merit. It's understood that at least eight people are now in line for a payment. Included in those eight are Tessa Jowell, Sienna Miller, Andy Gray, and assistants who worked for John Prescott and Max Clifford.
News International's announcement yesterday has now opened up the floodgates. They put their hands up. So apart from the eight people named who will be looking to get vast sums of money in compensation, loads of others will now come out because so many people I've spoken to believe their phones have been hacked, not by News International, many of them, but by other newspapers.
Only this week, Ian Edmondson, the paper's former news editor, and Neville Thelbeck, its chief reporter, were arrested. They've now been released on police bail. As the team at Scotland Yard continue to sift again through thousands of documents, this latest admission raises questions about how far criminal charges could stretch.
I think what it is important is for individuals who broke the law to be held to account. If the police can prove that people have committed criminal offences, then we should be seeing more people go to prison.
John Prescott is among those calling for the takeover of BSkyB by News International's parent group News Corp to be halted until police have concluded their investigation. There's bound to be a split reaction to yesterday's apology. The cynical will question the timing and motive. Other victims may be slightly mellowed. Either way, it's not the end of the story.